It's a Salute to Basketball next. Hey, little buddy. Welcome to the Matty Matt Podcast. I'm Matty Matt. This program accompanies the Season 2 episodes 21, 22, and 23. Today, I will talk about NBA Jam Tournament Edition for the Sega Genesis, NBA Hang Time for the SNES, and NBA Hoops for the PlayStation 2. I like to start off by covering an updated version of one of the most beloved arcade games of all time. NBA Jam Tournament Edition was released for the arcades in 1994 and for Sega Genesis, Game Gear, and SNES on February the 23rd, 1995, with other console versions and a PC port released throughout the rest of 1995. It is a sequel to 1993's NBA Jam. This is a two-on-two basketball game that uses official teams and players from the NBA. Sometimes, power-ups will appear on court that will increase your speed or increase your chances of making slam dunks and three-pointers. Today, I'll be focusing on the Sega Genesis port. In this playthrough, I'm going to be controlling the San Antonio Spurs. They are my home team, after all. If you're going to play through tournament mode, the first team you'll be facing off against will be the Dallas Mavericks.
Spurs versus Mavericks.
Right off the bat, I must say that I don't know how to get the jump ball at the start of the game. It has always seemed to me that my opponent's team always gets the advantage right off the bat. I don't know how Jackson managed to steal the ball away from Robinson. I had to reorientate myself with the controls, and this led to Robinson being on the same half of the court most of the time. I kept pushing to jump block instead of trying to steal the ball with my teammate on the opposing side. Sean Elliott is doing a great job picking up where I literally dropped the ball. Great steal and a great three-pointer too. Now it's Robinson's turn to shine. Unfortunately, when I try to sink this sweet dunk, Mashburn manages to get the ball out of my hands and sink a sick three-pointer of his own. I manage to steal the ball, but as I am holding B down for turbo, I accidentally press A to shoot. At the start of the second quarter, I manage to get the ball away from Jackson and whoops!
The rebound for two.
Sean Elliott saves my bacon once again. I finally managed to steal the ball properly and land a decent layup.
Plays it up. Heating up.
At the end of the first half, I think I'm shooting the ball, but the computer says otherwise. How do you screw up a great team of Robinson and Elliott? You add Dennis Rodman. I'm joking, of course. He's an awesome player, and he'll prove to be just as useful in this gameplay in the second half. I don't know how this happened, but as I get the ball, I pass it back to no one, knowing that my teammate is nowhere near the area I passed it to. This exchange between Rodman and I was rather interesting. Rodman managed to steal the ball away from Mashburn, tried to go for three, misses, picks up the rebound, tries again, and misses. I tried to sink the rebound for two, and miss. Jackson grabs the ball, but passes to Rodman by mistake, and he finally sinks a basket for two. Rodman then makes one more dunk before the end of the third quarter.
No good!
Now I'd like to show off how I'm supposed to be playing the game. I just come up, hold A, and make a beauty of a slam dunk. I have a bad habit of goaltending during gameplay, but this time, the shoe's on the other foot. In the last play of the game, I managed to get the ball away from Mashburn, and I pass to Rodman, who takes the time to get flashy and slams a rather fancy dunk indeed. It's not enough to win or force the game into overtime, so the Mavs beat the Spurs 60-50. If you want to switch power-ups and hotspots on and off, just head to the Options menu and select the Special Features menu. If you turned off Tournament Mode, you can adjust the length of OT and the shot clock, the aforementioned hotspots and power-ups, and how fast your player runs when you hold down the B button. Switching on Tournament Mode disables the power-ups. In this game against the 76ers, I've turned on power-ups and hotspots. Sean Elliott nabbed a speed power-up, and now he's flying around the court without needing to hold the B button for turbo. When you land a basket or dunk from a hotspot marked with a star, you'll score bonus points. In this case, I scored 4 points. One of the power-ups is a bomb, which knocks out everybody except the person who collected the bomb. To actually get the ball on fire, you must make 3 baskets in a row without letting your opponent make a basket. In the fourth quarter, I got the speed power up and I felt that I lost control of my player. But getting the rebound and flying over and performing the tip and roll like Iceman Garvin was exhilarating. This was not enough, and Philly took the Duke home in the end. Tournament Edition is the NBA Jam I'd recommend due to the faster-paced gameplay. I prefer these types of basketball games versus the more simulator-based games because you as the player don't have to worry too much about blocking or screens, something I had to do when I played ball. I am hopeful that these games are re-released for modern consoles and the PC in the future. If anything, you can grab a couple of friends and find a basketball court and shoot some hoops that way. NBA Jam Tournament Edition is available in the NBA Jam Deluxe 2-player arcade machine from Arcade 1-Up. Even though this is my preferred way to play NBA Jam, I would still recommend that you have at least a second player handy, even if neither of you are any good at this game. In 1996, Acclaim would gain the rights to the NBA Jam name from Midway, so a new generation of Midway's arcade basketball games would carry different titles. This next game was the first. NBA Hangtime was released for the arcades on April the 16th, 1996, for PC, Genesis, and SNES on November the 6th, 1996, and for PlayStation and N64 on January the 16th, 1997. It is a successor to the NBA Jam series and plays similarly to the Jam games. This game features an updated roster for your 2-on-2 matchup. Today, I'll be looking at the SNES port of NBA Hangtime. Once again, I'll be playing as the San Antonio Spurs. Dennis Rodman had been traded to the Chicago Bulls and was participating in the first of 3 championship seasons along with teammate Scottie Pippen during the game's console release. In addition to David Robinson and Sean Elliott, available Spurs include Avery Johnson, Chuck Person, and Vinny Del Negro. Unfortunately, there aren't power-ups and hotspots like there are in NBA Jam TE, so the options menu seems rather bare, but there are plenty of unlockables and other enhancements. Versus Grizzlies. On the Tonight's Matchup screen, you can enter your cheat combos which will enhance or unlock certain attributes. I could never fumble with my controller fast enough to enter anything in, much less get the jump ball to start the game. In this game against the Vancouver Grizzlies, the dunks are a little bit more elaborate, although you don't know who makes the basket unless you are the one controlling them. At least that's the case on the Super Nintendo. As the first quarter ends, Sean Elliott makes a couple of sweet steals and causes us to take the lead. However, something unexpected happens. The ball is stolen from me somehow, and a dunk is made with what is supposed to be my ball. The first half ends with an attempted three-pointer that had the flavor of a buzzer beater. When that didn't work, Sean Elliott scored with a sick buzzer beater three-pointer that tied the game at 33-all. In the third quarter, my old problem returned, and I miss a three-pointer. Thankfully, Avery Johnson was able to sink the rebound. At the end of the quarter, a member of the Grizzlies attempts a dunk at the buzzer, but doesn't make it in time. So it's tied 51-51. Now, I'm not sure what happened here, but apparently I bounced the ball into a corner and sent it flying in the other direction. Eventually, Vancouver takes the win 70-63. Raises up. In another game against the Grizzlies, the fourth quarter really heated up. First with a sick three-pointer that actually went in. Then I managed to get the rebound and attempt to hit a layup. Johnson is there to pick up the pieces when I miss. Vancouver gains ground and is 1 point behind us. I unfortunately give up our lead thanks to my goaltending problem, and Grizzlies once again take the Duke 63-60. This is the rooftop court. This is one of three different courts outside of the arena you can play on. Somehow, I managed to get Spurs versus Spurs. So the good news is that the Spurs won. The bad news is that I still lost. I feel like I'm getting into my stride as I face off against the Milwaukee Bucks. Elliott gets the rebound and passes to me, and I landed a swish. The Bucks do their best to reject my shot, but we show them that we're no pushovers by blocking most of their shots. One eventually goes in, but it was a chore to get in. I steal the ball and once again try to sink one in from downtown. But Elliott once again picks up the rebound and lands it in. Elliott then gets the rebound and makes the wise decision to dunk the ball in himself, tying the game up 49-all. I make the last dunk of regulation, and Milwaukee attempts to take this game home, but nope. And this game is miraculously going into overtime. OT starts off promisingly enough with a basket from Elliott, and is followed by a spectacular assist from the same Sean Elliott, and the Spurs lead 57-55. For some reason, I'm not popped for goaltending, so I take a chance and dunk the ball, and we're up 61-58. Elliott gets the rebound from a failed dunk and takes the ball all the way and lays the ball in beautifully. We pull ahead 67-62. At this crucial point, a problem arises with my production gear. The video desynchronized with the audio, which is glitching too. So I pause the game and address the problem. Even though Spurs are in the lead 69-66, something happens during this last part of the game. The Bucks make their shot, and it's my ball, but it's stolen from me, and Milwaukee steals a win 70-69. And that really breaks my biscuits. Doug Perry of IGN commented in a review from January the 27th, 1997 for the N64 version that it's a little bit of an embarrassment to show your friends your cool new 64-bit system and then play NBA Hang Time, which takes advantage of nothing N64 has to offer. That's a valid point. More powerful consoles were gaining a foothold, and more players were expecting polygonal graphics at the time of Hang Time's release. However, it is a suitable send-off for this sort of basketball game, as something more advanced is looming over the horizon. NBA Hangtime is available on the NBA Jam Deluxe 2-player arcade machine from Arcade 1-Up.
Raises up. Scores. Passes. Passes. For two. Passes.
As I'm producing these videos, as well as the voiceovers for this podcast, I hope my call to action is satisfactory, seeing as you can't see what's happening. I am aware of the podcast shortcomings, and I look forward to your valid criticisms because I am someone who learns. The apply what you learn part may be fleeting, but I try my best. If you do have questions, concerns, or criticisms of the show, send them to me. Email me at heymatty@mhmrules.com. That's HEYMATTY at MHMRULES.com. Don't forget to check out MHMRules.com and sign up for weekly updates about the show and to subscribe to the show's newsletter, Unacceptable Behavior, and my Maddie zine, Somewhere Out There. All links will be available in the description and show notes. The final game in this salute was a favorite of mine during the PS2 era.
NBA Hoops was developed for the PlayStation 1, Dreamcast, and PlayStation 2 by Eurocom and Taurus Games for the Game Boy Color, and released by Midway in February 2001.
This is a 3-on-3 arcade-style basketball game featuring teams and players from the 1999 to 2000 NBA season. This entry includes different basketball minigames in addition to season and tournament mode. Minigames include 2-ball, 21, Around the World, and the 3-point shootout. Practice mode is also available in the minigame menu. Minigames will be covered in a moment. One more time, I'll be playing with the San Antonio Spurs, and we have an all-star lineup of Tim Duncan, Antonio Daniels, Jaren Jackson, Rajah Bell, Terry Porter, Avery Johnson, Derek Anderson, David Robinson, Malik Rose, Danny Ferry, Samaki Walker, and Sean Elliott. In this game, you must select which player you'd like to have in which position. Somehow, on the tonight's matchup screen, I activated the ABA ball, which is red, white, and blue instead of orange. The first quarter kicked off with Washington landing a sick 3-pointer. Later, the Wizards were bringing the ball back when Johnson smacks the ball out of Mitch Richmond's hands. Jahidi White managed to pick the ball up and slammed it in for two. Wizards lead 7-4. Towards the end of the first half, Washington had the ball until Johnson was able to knock it out of Richmond's hands. Robinson picked it up and sunk a 3-pointer from seemingly out of nowhere. Johnson then attempts another 3-pointer, but misses, and somehow, the computer thought Robinson dunked the ball in, when all he did was a layup. At the end of the first half, Richmond was able to lay a 3-pointer in. Johnson tried to land a buzzer beater, but to no avail, and Wizards lead 43-40. Before I begin the second half, I thought I'd show you the minigames. The first is called 2-ball. Here, you pass the ball to your teammate, and they'll shoot the ball on one of the designated markers.
Nice feed to Bryant. Get hit. Shoot.
Now, don't be like me. When I started, I missed the whole pass to your partner part. So, I just tried to make all the baskets myself. Don't be dumb like me. Pay attention to the rules. Next, I'd like to show off Around the World. Here, you must make a basket from different points on the court. On the lower left-hand corner of your screen, there is a meter that determines the ball's position in relation to the basket. There is a delay between the PS2, my capture device, and the monitor, so I'll be missing the basket quite a few times. 21 is next. Here, you must score exactly 21 points. Going over 21 results in your score being reset to 11. After you make two baskets, you will choose whether you want to shoot from the free throw line for 2 1-point shots or from the 3-point line for 1 3-point shot. The last event is the 3-point shootout. Here, you sink as many 3-pointers as you can within a given time. In this case, a minute 10. Each basket is a point, but there is a red, white, and blue money ball that will score 2 points. Rolling out. I was crazy enough to switch out Tim Duncan for Danny Ferry. Thankfully, Ferry proved to be a wise choice as he hit this 3-pointer from downtown. Richmond would return the favor by landing a sweet and simple 3-pointer from the line itself. Not all was well during this quarter, though, as I get the rebound and tried to lay the ball in from the other side of the glass. The fourth quarter doesn't start out promising when Elliott tries to dunk from the other side. The rest of us try to sink the rebound, and the commentator thinks we should pass the ball to someone else. Our luck improves in the last minute of the game. Elliott steals the ball and slams it in, and the Spurs lead by one. Richmond makes his 3-pointer. Not to be left out, Elliott makes one of his own, and we take the lead by one once again. Richmond then passes to Richard Hamilton, who makes his 3-pointer. And once again, Sean Elliott sinks his 3-pointer, and Spurs are up 76-75. And again, Richmond throws it up for 3, and the lead switches 78-76. As time winds down, Elliott again gets 3 more points, and the Spurs are up 79-78. Once more, Richmond gets 3 in as the last play of the game is set up. Elliott shoots and scores 3, and the Wizards fail to answer the last shot, and the Spurs get the win 82-81.
The San Antonio Spurs have defeated the Washington Wizards.
After the game, a bonus trivia question is posed. Answer correctly, and you'll earn points towards your creative player's attributes. Do you know when Terrell Brandon was Cleveland's first-round draft pick? I answered 1989. The correct answer was 1991. It was around the time of the game's release that I started my basketball journey as a proud member of San Antonio Spurs' drug-free basketball league. In the springtime, our community's team would tour or host teams at our old elementary school's gym, and we'd commence to shooting hoops and wondering why one of our players kept insisting on just shooting 3-pointers. I didn't play ball in middle or high school, but I knew some of the players from my time in the Spurs League. This is one reason why I wanted to cover basketball games at this time of year. I got NBA hoops sometime after I got my PS2 and enjoyed having friends over to shoot hoops in the game and then out in the driveway. I will admit that the graphics aren't really a step above the PS1, but that didn't matter to me. I found the gameplay smooth enough, and once I got the hang of how to control it, it felt good. It felt like I put on the shoes I wore when I made the game-winning basket during the last game of the finals. I almost feel like I did better in this game during this playthrough than I did when I was a kid. I wish I could say the same for my abilities on the court in real life. In the last part of the review, I actually played a game as the Los Angeles Lakers, and I faced the Portland Trail Blazers. In the footage, I managed to defeat Portland 88-85. Now, I'm not going to gloat about this victory against the computer, because I have no doubt that you could probably defeat me in this game if we ever played. But I'd still try to win. Now comes the bad news. I have suffered my first major setback. At the end of the last program, I billboarded an episode featuring NBA Showtime for the PlayStation 1. I have misplaced my copy, and unfortunately, I won't be able to review the game until my copy of the game is located. It hasn't been sold or donated as far as I know, so once it has been located, the video will be produced and the review will be added to this podcast. This specific program will still be on the podcast feed for posterity's sake. If you're interested in following the show, subscribe to the program whether by RSS or through your friendly neighborhood podcast provider. I'd love to hear from you, so email me at heymatty@mhmrules.com. That's H-E-Y-M-A-T-T-Y at mhmrules.com. The Matty Matt Show is available through Matty's Rockin' website at mhmrules.com, Apple Podcasts, Vimeo, and the Internet Archive. Consider supporting the show with either a one-time donation or monthly membership contribution, which currently grants you early access to the show. More details are available at mhmrules.com/MattyMatt/fanclub. That's mhmrules.com/MattyMatt/FanClub. Your support keeps the program advertiser-free for the most part. The Matty Matt Podcast and The Matty Matt Show are copyright 2025 by Matthew Hilton Martinez and are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 4.0 International License. To view this license, visit creativecommons.org. The Matty Matt Show returns Christmas Eve with a big anniversary celebration. It kicks off with the crown jewel for the VCS. It's Pitfall by David Crane for the 2600. The Matty Matt Podcast returns New Year's Eve with a look at Pitfall by David Crane for the 2600, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego for DOS, Demons to Diamonds for the 2600, and Toe Jam and Earl for the Sega Genesis. Thanks for listening! Mama 207 VO insert. Write and record date, November. Oh, right, date August 4th, 2025. This is being recorded November the 3rd, 2025. Let's rock and roll. NBA Jam Tournament Edition was released for the arcades in 1994 and for Sega Genesis, Game Gear, and SNES on February the 23rd, 2020. Oops. With other console versions, it is a sequel to 1993. I'll take that from the top. Today, I'll take that line over again. Keep messing up three-pointers, I think. Sometimes, power-ups will appear on court that will increase your speed or increase your chances of making slam dunks and three-pointers. Three-pointers. I don't know how Jackson managed to steal the ball away from Robinson. One more time. I had to reinitialize myself. I managed to steal the ball and... I finally managed to steal the ball away from my opponent and then a decent layup. My lip was itching. Now my butt's itching. How do you screw up a great team of Robinson and Elliott? You add Dennis Rodman. I joke, of course. He is a great awesome player. He could probably nail this voiceover better than I can. This exchange. Jackson grabs the ball, passes to In the last play of the game, I manage to get the ball away from Mashburn, and I pass to Rodman, who takes the time to get flashy. Oh, yeah, it's Taco Tuesday again. Ooh! When you land a basket or dunk from a hotspot marked with a star, you'll... I should have put receive, but oh well. In the fourth quarter, I got the speed power-up, and I felt that I lost control of my player. But getting the rebound and flying over... Oh, okay, I see what I did. I'll take that from the top. If you want to switch power-ups and hotspots on and off, just head to the Options menu and select the Special Features menu. One more time. Boy, I'm spitting. If you want to switch... If you want to switch power-ups and hotspots on and off, just head to the Options menu and select the Special Features menu. If you want to switch power-ups and hotspots on and off, just head to the... Okay, this last section is going to be wild. When you enter your initials for record keeping, the first team that you will go up against will be the Dallas Mavericks. Is there anything else I needed to say? If you are going to go through season mode and you're planning to... If you're going to play through tournament mode... Okay, I think that may be it. Let's have a victory toot. Oh, victory toot. Very nice. Mama 208, VO insert. Right date, August the 4th, 2025. This is being recorded November the 3rd, 2025. And I tooted in the announcer booth. Best to get that out of my system beforehand. NBA Hangtime was released for the arcades on April the 16th, 1996, for PC, Genesis, and SNES on November the 6th, 1996, and for PlayStation and N64 one more time. On the Tonight's Matchup screen, you can enter your cheat combos, which will enhance or unlock certain attributes. I didn't say that right. Or did I? Yeah, no, I didn't. I could never fumble with my controller fast enough. I'm going to try that one more time. The first half ends with an attempted three-pointer that had a flavor. That had a sour flavor to it. Now, I'm not sure what happened here, but apparently I... Big finish. Even though Spurs are in the lead 69-66, one more time, 69-66, and that just puts a burr in my saddle, and that really breaks my biscuits, and that really rustled my jimmies. That really rustled my jimmies. Ooh, I hear kitty. Oh, I hear kitty. I think she's being silly. We're clear. It's a little bit of an embarrassment to show your friends you're cool, brand new cool. That's not what it says. That's a valid point. More power for... This is the Maddie Matt Show, Mama San Antonio Edition, Mama 210... Voiceover insert. Write record day, November 24th, 2025. Taco Tuesday came early this week. Check, check. Check, check, mic check. All right, let's go. I'll take that from the top. One more time, I'll be playing with the San Antonio Spurs. And we have an all-star lineup. Oh, there's the toot I was looking for. Johnson tried to land a buzzer beater, but to no avail, and Wizards led 43-40.
Let's go with lead. This is the Maddie Matt Show. I'm a 210, a color commentary B. Right record date, November 29th, 2025. Your lucky numbers are 9, 6, and 0.
Before I begin the second half, I thought I'd show you the mini games. The first is called Two Ball. Here, you pass the ball to your teammate, and they'll shoot a ball. On the lower left-hand corner of your screen, there is a meter that determines the ball's position in relation to the basket. There is a delay between the PS2, my capture device, and the monitor. I'm going to try that again. After you make two baskets, you will choose whether you want to shoot from the free throw line for 1 point... 2 1-point shots. I made that mistake even writing this. After you make two baskets, you will choose whether you want to shoot from the free throw... I had that right, and I stopped for some reason. Maybe because my underwear is riding into my butt. Perhaps. After you make two baskets, let's not peek, please. After you make two baskets, you will choose whether you want to shoot from the free throw from the free throw line
or for 2 1-point shots or from a 3-point line for 1 3-point shot.
My goodness.
After you make two baskets, you will choose whether you want to shoot from the free throw line. Thankfully, Ferry proved it. Rich. Oh, maybe I do need my inhaler after all. I'm going to take just a moment to breathe because there's a lot that goes on here, and I'll try to get to this the best that I can.
One take, baby. That's all I need. Let's wrap this up.
Each spring, our company's team would tour or host teams out at our old elementary school gym.
Buck, 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 ah!
Each spring.
Oh, all those metal parts get in your teeth.
Each spring. I can't say each. Each spring, in the springtime, our community's team would host... Oh, okay, I like that. Ah, and we're clear. I didn't even toot even once.